a lot of people don't know about organized crime in the South is that it's not that organized.
What's with the cones?
I thought the randomness of it might throw off a cop.
I guess that's smart.
We're gonna go traffic drugs across state lines, sir.
These two are supposed to be working for me. They're about the worst enemies I've ever had. I never asked for my life to become a great story. But that's what's happening here.
It's not going to end well for you.
If you think you're good enough to outdo a man, that's what you do.
Should we go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's welcome in our next guest to The Morning Rush, the producer and actor in the movie Arkansas. You've seen him in The Office, you've seen him in Kick-Ass, you've seen him in Superbad and Hot Tub Time Machine. Clark Duke now joins us. Clark, I watched Arkansas for the first time yesterday. I know you've been working on this thing for about 10 years now since you read the book and got a hold of it. What are your thoughts after watching it for the first time?
It's kind of surreal. The movie came out Tuesday on my birthday. I think I felt about every emotion there was to feel in a 24-hour period there. I don't know. I think I'm still processing it. You know, I'm glad it's finally out. I'm glad people seem to be digging it. I'm told by the studio it's doing really well as far as the sales go, and it's charting high on Apple and that kind of thing. So I'm happy. I guess it's surreal, the simplest way to put it.
Clark, you put a lot of time and effort into this. And I know it must have been. I've read different interviews. I've listened to different interviews that have done. Just the emotional side of things where you put all this work, you put all this hard work, and then the coronavirus happens. And
right.
Like, none of us could have predicted that. What's that been like for you to take that toll on you that you haven't gotten necessarily the full effect of what the movie opening could have been?
Well, I think that's part of why it's all kind of surreal, because usually when you release a movie, you get to, you know, I have a premiere, which is kind of cathartic. It's like that's when you finally get to kind of release all that tension and just have fun and kind of let it go a little. And, yeah, we didn't get to do that. I mean, that's been the hardest part of the whole thing, is we were supposed to premiere at South by Southwest Film Festival, which, you know, being Southern, being from Arkansas, that was the festival that I wanted to premiere the movie at so bad. But it got canceled. It was one of the first events to get canceled by the coronavirus. And we were supposed to be in theaters right now, and that all got scrapped too. That's a bummer. I mean, you know, I feel weird. I don't want to complain too much, because there are people that are sick and have actual problems to deal with related to this thing. But it's tough, man. You know, like you said, I've been working on this in some form or fashion for a decade. So, I mean, anything you spend almost a third of your life working on, you know, it's a bummer to have to skip the fun parts of releasing a movie.
Yeah. For those here in Arkansas, I mean, that's where you grew up, but tell us about it. For those that haven't seen it, those listening this morning, tell us what you can expect when you watch this.
Well, first of all, it's just fun to see downtown Hot Springs, you know, captured in a movie. You don't really get to see it much. We get to film in the Fordyce Bathhouse, which is a museum now, and that was pretty amazing, and it's one of the cooler locations you've seen in a movie in a while. I mean, for me, it was just an opportunity to make something set in Arkansas that's not a kind of cartoon version of the state. You know, it's not the bad redneck or hillbilly version of anything. It's just kind of criminals and their weird, interesting characters. They're not cartoons. That was important to me. And I think it's interesting just to see, you know, a crime or gangster movie just set in the South in general. You just kind of never see that much, but especially not in Arkansas. There's just not a lot of movies set in Arkansas, period, more filmed in Arkansas. So that's fun for me, and I hope to do it again soon.
One of the other things, born in Hot Springs, grew up in Glenwood, you have a personal connection with your grandfather. For our listeners that don't know about that, what's the connection with your grandfather to this film?
I don't want to talk about it too much, but he was a kind of tertiary Dixie Mafia character back in the day, so I just always wanted to write something about that, set in that world. The movie's actually an adaptation from a book called Arkansas by John Brandon, so it's certainly not a literal adaptation of anybody's life, but it just kind of thematically spoke to the fun parts of that I wanted to write about in some way.
You got some big-time co-workers in this movie. John Malkovich,
yep.
Vince Vaughn, Liam Hemsworth. And I know that it kind of got cooking when Liam hopped on board, and I know you're pretty excited about that. You're not really taken aback by certain big-time actors and actresses anymore. You've been doing this a long time. When was the first time that you were on a set that you felt comfortable, regardless of the big-time actresses and actors that you'd be working with?
I've always been pretty comfortable. I mean, because usually when you meet most people, you realize that they're you know, like you, just people. And there's certainly been a lot of people over the years that I've been impressed by or in awe of. I mean, Chevy Chase, when I worked with Chevy on the first Hot Tub Time Machine movie, that was the one that always comes to mind. Is I was really, really kind of, I had to tell him when I met him, I was just like, hey, you're my comedy hero growing up, and I just have to tell you that, so I don't, like, throw up around you. You know, I would say otherwise, though, I've always been pretty comfortable around other actors, just because I've been an actor so long, too.
What's your favorite Chevy Chase movie, then?
Probably Christmas Vacation, just for the sheer number of times I've watched it.
Yeah. I'll just say Caddyshack to be different.
There's so many. I could have said Fletch. I could have said Caddyshack. Yeah.
So how does a young guy from Hot Springs, grew up in Arkansas, get into making films on this level? I mean, this is not a story we hear about every day here at home.
No, it's not. I had the kind of oddball child acting career that we just kind of fell into visiting a friend of my mom's in LA one time. And then when I was, you know, 5 or 6 years old, and then ended up on the show Hearts of Fire as a kid. But then, like I said, that was all kind of random. And then after that was over, just moved back to Glenwood and just went to school through high school there. For me as an adult, the way it happened that I got the career I have now is moved back to LA, went to film school, Loyola Marymount University out here. And I made this show called Clark and Michael with me and Michael Cera that we wrote and I directed and edited, and kind of like this movie Arkansas, everything but catering and driving the van on. Yeah, that was what got me going, was just taking the reins and doing everything, putting my money where my mouth was.
We're speaking with Clark Duke, the producer, director, and actor consult on The Morning Rush. I'm glad you brought up Clark and Michael. The guy I'm doing the show with right now, Clark, is a little older than me, but I remember that. Like, that was right in my heyday. The milkshake happened. Like, there's so many iconic scenes from that, man. You and Michael met at Loyola Marymount, right?
Mike didn't go to Loyola. Mike, when I moved out of the dorms, I moved to this apartment building, and he just happened to be my next door neighbor in this apartment building. I mean, that's just the kind of weird stuff that happens in LA, you know? We met while I was in college at Loyola Marymount, yeah.
So you think about iconic stuff, talking about Surreal, like I remember watching that as a younger kid. I mean, you've been in Superbad. I know you've talked about Hot Tub Time Machine is where you get recognized more than anything. Of all the different movies and all the different things you've been a part of, what would you say you're the most proud of?
The most proud of would be this movie Arkansas, just because it's so much me on so many levels, you know, with the, I mean, anything that you write, produce, direct, and enter in, you know, saw through the editing and designing the poster and just down to every level. That'd be the thing I'm most proud of, with Clark and Michael probably being, you know, right behind it for the same reasons.
Being from Arkansas, I'm sure you grew up watching Razorback sports. That's something you still have time to keep up with? And you know, kind of what's your passion level for Arkansas football and basketball and baseball and things in this state?
To be honest, the only sport I really watch is basketball. Not watching that right now, but I've honestly just always been more of an NBA fan than anything.
Lakers guy, Grizzlies guy, what team, Clark?
I'm a Lakers fan. I did like the kind of grit and grind Grizzlies there. That was a fun team with Zach Randolph and those guys for a few years. Mm-hmm. I like that. Was it 2011 the Mavs won the title? That was a fun team. I've always followed the Mavs and liked the Mavs too. I feel like those are kind of our home teams. Or guess what comes on the regional thing and back home is probably OKC, right?
Yeah.
I don't feel a ton of attachment to OKC as far as a team. I would put Memphis or the Mavs above them as the Arkansas home team, I think.
Clark, you're talking to OKC fan, man, and I'm having nightmares thinking about that 2011 Mavs series in the Western Conference Finals. Yeah, that Mavs team was something to watch.
They should have kept that team together another year.
You're right. You mentioned Chevy Chase being one of your idols. You've also talked about Jon Favreau, and he's been unique in the fact that he's been such a good actor and director over the years. You've talked about that if you could be a part of something someday, Star Wars, that would be a dream of yours. What's your next conquest? What's your next big goal in the movie industry, particularly on the directing side?
The first most immediate one would just be to get to make a second movie, because the amount of people that make a movie that then make a second movie is like 5% or less or something like that.
Wow.
It's really small. Just to have a career as director going forward is the first one. But long term, I would love to direct a Star Wars movie. And it doesn't seem impossible now, just because I, you know, like I said, like I know Jon Favreau. Been lucky enough to be and know him socially through people when he worked on The Office. And he's always been very kind to me and like watched shorts and stuff I've sent him and that kind of thing. Just knowing somebody like that that's had a career path, it makes anything seem possible. So yeah, for me, Star Wars would be the brass ring, I guess, directing a Star Wars movie.
Clark Duke with us here on The Morning Rush. Clark, I'm going to let you go with this, man. Born in Hot Springs, raised in Glenwood. Oakland guy. Big Oakland guy. And yeah. I know you get a chance to come back to Arkansas. Didn't really get a chance to go through the typical Oakland season because of everything going on. Besides Oakland and besides just visiting your family, Clark, what do you like to do in Arkansas when you come back home?
My favorite place to eat is McLaurin's Barbecue there in Hot Springs.
Yeah. All right, ribs or tamales? When you go, what do you get at McLaurin's?
I just get like one everything. I'll be like, Scott, send me one rib, one tamale. just one of everything.
Yeah, you got to get a bottle of the sauce to take with you, too.
I got the sauce here in L.A. I get it shipped out.
A little home out in L.A., man. Nothing like it.
Yep.
Clark Duke, producer, director, and actor in the movie Arkansas. If you haven't seen the movie, you got to go watch it. I know it's on Amazon Prime, Apple TV. Is it pretty much on every syndicated service that you can stream?
Yeah, anywhere you can buy a movie, basically. It should be on all your cable and satellite providers, you know, on demand. You can rent and buy movies on there. It's on DVD and Blu-ray if you want to go to Redbox or Walmart. Apple, Amazon, pretty much everywhere you can watch a movie except theater, it's there.
We Arkansans love our own, so guys, gals, go watch the movie Arkansas. Clark Duke's one of us. Clark, we really appreciate your time this morning, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate y'all.